Well, this Veterans Day comes just weeks before the 80th anniversary of one of the most significant events in American history.
I've been in Pearl Harbor 6 days short of 1 year when the December 7th attack started.
The gentleman speaking is retired Navy pilot and machinist Jack Holder, believed to be Arizona's last known survivor of the attacks on December 7th, 1941. We introduced you to him and his remarkable story back in 2019.
The explosion and everything caught a bunch of our aircraft on fire. We looked in the sky and seen all the aircraft circling with the rising sun insignia. We knew exactly what had happened.
Jack went on to fly more than 100 Navy missions on both fronts of World War II, participating in the Pacific and the battles of Midway and Guadalcanal, and in Europe as part of a crew patrolling the English Channel in the Bay of Biscay. For his service, Holder received two distinguished Flying Cross medals and, among other honors, a presidential citation. This true American hero is still here to tell his tale first person. And we spoke at his Sun Lakes home last month.
If I had told you back in 1941 that you'd be here in 2021 to look back in 80 years since this happened, would you believe me?
No, never. I never dreamed I'd last this long. In fact, I wondered several years ago if I'd make it to see the turn of the century.
His longevity also comes with some luck. The Texas-born Holder survived a burst appendix on a train on the way to Navy boot camp in San Diego after enlisting in 1940. Then after running for his life to avoid Japanese bombs, he was convinced his fate was sealed during the war, cheating death on numerous occasions.
To have obviously survived the attack on Pearl Harbor and then to have flown all those missions at Midway and then over the English Channel, somebody, you feel, maybe was looking out for you? I mean, that there's a reason why you got through all that?
I'm sure it must have been. I had a lot of help from up above, I'm sure. It comes to the point, the longer this exists, and you keep wondering every time you board that aircraft, you know, could this be the last trip? You think about those things, but you have to get aboard and go.
As a civilian, Jack Holder spent much of his post-war career flying corporate and commercial aircraft. He took up golf, made friends, got married. But he was reticent to talk about his remarkable life, even to those closest to him, until only about a decade ago, when he opened up to a young woman who was fascinated by his astounding tales of heroism. After that, Holder made sure he spent the rest of his life telling his epic account to anyone who would listen, especially younger generations.
And how does it feel now, after 11 years of telling your story and being open about it? Did it feel kind of cathartic to get it out there?
Oh, yeah. It feels wonderful. When I address these young kids in school and I see that they enjoy it, it's a great pleasure to me.
Still active and fit, the Sun Lakes resident will celebrate his 100th birthday on December 13th.
You're in good shape. You're lucid. I know you've played golf. I don't know if you've done it recently, but I mean, what is the secret to doing this and being a survivor?
Remember Jack LaLanne? I kind of copied his routine. For many, many years, I took exercise as soon as I got up in the morning, 20 or 30 minutes of exercise. I went in to see my optometrist one day, and when she walked in the office, she looked at me, looked at my chart. She says, "Okay, I want to know how you do it." I said, "Well, a lot of hard exercise and two scotch and sodas every night." She says, "Boy, I'm going to have one tonight."
Before he marks his centennial with two more scotch and sodas, he'll be off to Hawaii next month to be an honored guest at the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attacks.